You know, we haven't really talked too much about that border wall, which was such a big, big issue for President Trump in the 2016 election. Turns out there's a lot of environmental issues that are holding up the border wall. To get some more color, we welcome Ellen Gilmer, Bloomberg Environment Senior Legal Reporter, joining us on the phone from our Washington, D.C. studio. Ellen, thanks so much for joining us. Give us a sense of what the environmental issues are surrounding the construction of the border wall on the southern border.
Sure. So the main issues that you think of when you think of the border wall are human rights issues, immigration issues, but environmental groups are really in this fight. They're worried about impacts to people along the border in southern border communities. They're worried about impacts to public lands in the area. They're worried about impacts to animals in the area, endangered species, wildlands, and all of that.
So where are we in terms of actually border wall construction? It doesn't seem like much has been done there in terms of new construction.
There is actually construction moving along in parts of Arizona and other areas. So environmental groups have maybe a half dozen different lawsuits that are pending in different federal courts right now where they're trying to block construction, block funding for construction.
So as we think about kind of how this is going to play out. So the timing, when I think about environmental issues, it just seems like it could play out in the courts forever. What's the timing associated with some of these things?
Well, these lawsuits take forever. That's a great point. These lawsuits are going to take a long time, but the Ninth Circuit heard oral arguments just this week in one of the cases brought by the Sierra Club. So we could see some action from the court on that. Ultimately, the Supreme Court is probably going to be weighing in on this issue in one case or another. And, you know, a lot of wall construction is happening in the meantime because the Supreme Court has allowed that to go on. So environmental groups, some environmental groups have said they fully intend to ask courts to force the federal government to remove the wall that has been built so far.
I assume there's a political polarity here of environmental groups associated with the Democrats and non-environmental thrust associated with the president of the United States. And I think we all understand this. How's that played out in the courts? I mean, if it's the butterfly people suing the president of the United States, don't build the wall because the butterflies can't get over it, fine. But in court, is it a political argument or is it actually about the butterflies?
It's both, and it depends on the case. The butterfly case is the North American Butterfly Association, which has a facility, a refuge that's right on, you know, the border. So that's what they're worried about. In all of these other cases, you really do see that it's kind of intersectional. In the Sierra Club case, it's the American Civil Liberties Union that's representing the Sierra Club. So it is, you're seeing these coalitions build across issue areas.
How do you respond to the idea we could build anything, any place in the United States, and there would be some way to environmentally block it?
Well, I think especially for border wall protection, the government has an important counter argument to that, which is, you know, they can make the argument in court that for national security, we need to waive certain environmental laws in order to build this. So some of the litigation is centering on that issue.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Ellen Gilmer, thank you so much. And there's going to be a lot more on this, I would say.